Welcome, everyone, to our 2022 Light Conference. We have all been anticipating this auspicious day for quite a few days because we have felt these wonderful light energies moving into our space and into our being. So we would like to welcome everyone. Melena?
Hi, so welcome. We're so happy everyone's here. Katie, I love your post last night. Said it felt like Christmas Eve with the anticipation. I think that was a good way to describe it.
And John?
Well, good morning, everybody. And we're certainly pleased that we're finally, after all this, having our 2022 conference, and it's very exciting, and we all look forward to it. You may notice my screen, in case any of you think I've lost my energy. That's not the Northern Lights. No, it's the Southern Lights. And so I moved them just for this occasion, and I just wanted you to be aware of that. Yeah. So it's nothing that you have to do or worry about, but it's there and it's glowing, and you don't have to even go outside to feel it. So it's okay. So again, my best wishes, our best wishes, and we look forward to having three great days together. Ms. Joan, are you going to be next, or?
No, I think it's Melena's up.
Oh, Melena's up. Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. So is everyone, be sure you're muted. I see a couple that are not. There we go. Okay. All right. So welcome to this 2022 Light Conference. So everybody take a deep breath. Make yourself comfortable. Be centered. Be fully in your sacred heart. So with your light body adorned in your radiant light garments, with the fire letters ablaze, travel now in your Merkaba to our light temple vortex. Before exiting your Merkaba light vehicle, go to your control panel and remove the crystalline key that you placed there in January. This is the key you received in our 2020 Light Conference. Place it around your neck and inside your light garment. Let's all gather at the steps where Joan and John are waiting to greet us. Take another breath. Is your light quotient vibrating in the sixth and seventh dimensional range? Be sure your frequency is at 150% light. Have you set your intentions for these next 3 days of immersion? If you place your attention on the steps and look up, you will see the glorious radiant vision of Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Raphael descending the stairway to greet you. These archangelics are the protectors and overseers of our sacred light temple and for all of those who enter. They ensure that the light emanations of our sacred temple remain pristine and undisturbed. Today, on this occasion of our first light conference in this cosmic crystalline temple of light, they will escort us in. Taking the lead position is Archangel Uriel, who is bringing to you the wisdom of Source. Emitting and surrounding you in the brilliant light and inspiration of Source, Archangel Gabrielle will take her position on the left. On our right will be Archangel Raphael, who holds and provides to you the healing light of Source, which is always available for you to draw from. And taking position at the rear of our group will be Archangel Michael, who stands as our protector and who will make certain that the purity and integrity of our beautiful light temple and this light conference is maintained. With Joan and John following Archangel Uriel, let us begin our procession by placing your bare feet on the first step. Take a breath, and in this moment, be your I Am presence with the full spectrum of the light frequencies of your prime directive radiating and emitting from your sacred heart. Continue ascending up each step, placing your awareness on your sacred breath. Feel your frequency rate increasing with each ascent. As we ascend to the top, you will see each side of the pathway filled. Waiting to greet you are a magnitude of magnificent master light beings, including all of our teachers of light, the entire Council of 12, your personal guides, and many of your beloved ancient family. Take this opportunity in this moment to acknowledge and reconnect. All have come to support us and again witness as we take our next step on this ascension journey to reclaim our divine heritage. Many of those gathered have waited silently for eons of time for us to at long last reach this next threshold. Feel their love and pride wash over you as they celebrate the divine being that you are. They honor your determination and commitment as you have persevered and often struggled through multiple incarnations. Today, they are filled with joy to celebrate you on your path to mastery. Our beautiful light temple appears even more brilliant today. Those huge crystal spires that line the pathway have been repositioned. Two have been placed on each side of the entryway to represent the 1111. So continue on into our sacred sanctum and take your seat. The gallery has been massively expanded to accommodate all of our special guests. So let us begin by welcoming the Syrian High Council of Elders who have contributed so much to our ascension journey. Sitting with them and joining us for the first time in a gathering, please welcome the High Council of Elders from Arcturus. And also sitting with them, please welcome the High Council of Elders from the Pleiades. Making themselves known to our collective for the first time, please welcome the elders of Lyra. Today, we are honored to also welcome the presence of a group of Master Light Beings from Andromeda. Of course, all of our old friends are here. Welcome, Metatron, and all the Ascending Masters. Archangels Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel have taken their place with all the archangelic leagues from Earth and those from the Stargates. Welcome the 12th dimensional beings of light from the Elemental Kingdom, the White Lion and Lioness, the White Winged Ones, the White Dolphin and Whale, the White Fire Dragons. So take a breath. Welcome Anrata, Toama, Sarazan, and the light being known as Mei-Q. Welcome, Yeshua, the Magdalene, Mother Mary, and Grandmother Anna. Welcome to all of our esteemed guests. We are beyond honored that all of you are here as we gather for our first Master Light Conference in our beautiful, sacred, celestial, cosmic, diamond crystalline light temple of illumination and acceleration. This conference is called Path to Mastery, a most befitting title as we gather on this auspicious date, 11/11/22. From the moment you entered our light temple, you may have noticed the increase in the frequencies since we last gathered for the pre-conference. In addition to all of these incredible beings who are contributing to the acceleration, is the magnificent etheric crystal, which has assisted us greatly over the years. Due to its now sheer enormity, the archangels can no longer bring it to us. So the Andromedans have created a holographic imprint containing all of the coding held in the etheric crystal. Over the past month, they have been slowly infusing the imprinted coding into the matrix and fabric of our light temple. This infusion has increased the vibratory frequency of our light temple many times over. The frequencies will continue amping up as we continue together over these 3 days, and it will be monitored and regulated by the Andromedans. And we thank them for this gift and their continued commitment to our ascension path. So let us be in appreciation for this magnificent light temple vortex that has been designed to assist, support, and accelerate our ascension journey. And remember, the Sacred Light Temple is a massive living superconsciousness that returns to its original state of pure, radiant diamond light when we are not present and do not have our attention on it. It is ever evolving, which in turn allows for our continued expansion. So let us end this segment by also being in appreciation for this entire massive collective of beings of light, for the many gifts and tools we have received, and for ourselves, and for our commitment to our path of mastery that is leading us home. So everyone, take a breath. And Joan, you want to come join me? And you are muted. You're muted, Joan.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Good. All right, Melana and I would like to discuss the significance of this auspicious day. What a day to start this light conference. We could not have arranged it better. Of course, we were guided by the Council of 12 that this might be a really good day to start the conference. Can you imagine that? So we did. So, Melana, do you have a few things you would like to say?
So we just thought we kind of go through a couple of things that are significant about this date. So for our community, this 11-11 is the opening of a master portal. It is a doorway between worlds and dimensions, bringing us into ever higher states of cosmic consciousness. And this year's portal is also a portal. This year's opening is also a portal of harmony and balance. Eleven, as you know, is the beginning of the master numbers. Eleven also represents the enhancement of the spiraling double helix of our DNA. And were you aware that to date we have opened 11 iterations of the time locks? How many of you see the numbers 11-11 often? Each time we see these numbers, it stimulates our brain to unlock certain memory codes that are held in our subconscious. And it was 11 years ago that the Christic Matrix was returned to the Earth. It's hard to believe that was 11 years ago. So throughout this conference, we will be expanding that matrix with the highly refined frequencies we will be bringing in. And together, we will make the next major contribution to our own ascension journey and also to humanity and the earth. So for us, the incoming 1111 light codes from this master portal will greatly enhance and expand all that occurs during this conference. There are 65 of us total in this group, which again equals the master number of 11.
Thank you, Milena. The only comment that I would like to make is I would like to call your attention to when the Christed Matrix was first returned to the Earth on November 11th, 2011. Many of you were at that Mastering Alchemy conference on that day when Yeshua, Sanat Kumara, and Lord, can't think of the name. Maitreya,
that's right.
Began to gift and return to the earth the Christed Matrix. It was a very auspicious day, and we all sat in perfect alignment with that return. And as I recall, and many of you may, you could hear a pin drop in that room for almost 30 minutes. We were such beings in gratitude for what had just occurred. That matrix was not activated at that time. It was just placed in the center of your sacred heart, each one of you, and in the sacred heart of Mother Earth. And over the years, our group was very instrumental in bringing forth key activations of light that began very, very slowly to open that matrix and make it somewhat functional. So I think that we all, in remembrance of that, can be in the gratitude. And over these last 11 years, since that time, think of the difference that has made in each one of us, in our evolvement and in our state of consciousness, of what we have received and been gifted with energetically, conceptually, and spiritually. It's amazing from where we sat at that first 1111 to this auspicious day. And I know you are with me in expressing our gratitude to the source of all that is, for the opportunities that have been given to us in these 11 years. So, Milena, anything else that we want to talk about?
I think we covered all the highlights of what this portal means. You know, and there are many people who believe that with all of the planetary things that have occurred this week, and then with the opening of this master portal, that there are many timelines converging. So we are, certainly are aware that there are big shifts going on. And we believe that what we will accomplish in this conference will contribute to that even more. So Yeah, so prepare yourself for 3 wonderful days.
Well, I think we're ready and really anticipating what's to come.
Good. All right. So we're going to do, for the remainder of our time together this morning, we're going to talk about some things we haven't talked about before. And so, again, everybody, just take a breath and just put yourself in receiving mode to listen. So we're going to talk about 2 elements that we have not previously focused or given much attention to. So just take another breath and be present. Suspend any internal chatter and place yourself in receiving mode. The majority of scientists today agree that more than 99% of the universe is composed of plasma, which is a cloud of charge. Plasma permeates the entire solar system, as well as the interstellar and intergalactic environments. Yet very few people are aware of plasma or what it is. When you observe the Milky Way, you are seeing luminous spheres of plasma that are held together by their own internal magnetic field. And the nearest visible luminous sphere of plasma to the Earth is our sun. So in our group, we refer to plasma numerous times in the creation of this beautiful light temple. That was done with intent to begin to imprint your consciousness with the awareness of plasma. So the time has now come for us to learn more about plasma and what it means for us as ascending masters of light. So technically, plasma is considered to be the 4th state of matter. It's different from solids, liquids, and gases. Their atoms are divided into free-floating negative electrons and positive ions. It is sometimes called an ionized gas. However, gases and plasmas are distinct states of matter. Plasmas display vastly different properties and complexities, which far exceed those in gases or other states of matter. Now, this is what's important to us, so listen carefully. When we reach a certain state of consciousness on our ascension path, the human body begins to undergo an alchemical process that begins to generate internal plasmic light. The internal plasma is created by the energetic conscious force of increasing our light quotient by integrating the many powerful light codes, templates, and energetics we've been given throughout the years. This is why we've been building our etheric light body structure for all of these years. So this now allows for our higher consciousness bodies, like our epikinetic and our echo bodies, to function. By directing our soul consciousness to connect to our body and connect our particles to plasmic light, electrons collect on the particles and start to create a plasmic crystalline structure that builds filaments which connect and communicate with everything and everyone. So we're beginning to understand that plasma, being the most common substance in our universe, permeates through absolutely everything in creation. We have just learned that plasma creates filament-like strings that interconnect and communicate with all other things. This is relative to attaining coherence within the state of consciousness. Plasma is the interface that communicates with the intelligent energy of all creation. Our personal inner spark of plasma is our direct interface to link with the massive plasma core of the universe, which then connects us to the eternal mind of source. Our soul, our spiritual bodies, and unified field have been built and are energized and strengthened by the same core substance of plasma from which the entire universe has been created. Your soul spirit, is the plasma power supply inside of your physical body. And as we have begun consciously embodying our soul spirit and higher consciousness light patterns and spiritual blueprints that we have received, these frequencies are being imprinted inside our cells by passing through the plasma membrane. These higher consciousness imprints energetically shift our awareness and transform who we think we are. As the energetics of these higher states of consciousness are recorded into our physical being, it alchemically begins to transform the energetic density of our third, fourth dimensional bodies into the fifth dimensional state by replacing what is being transformed with quantities of biological crystalline plasmic light. So this awareness of plasma, along with the powerfully expansive energetics that you will receive during this light conference, will exponentially set in play a chain of reactions. We are blessed to be taught by and work with some of the most advanced levels of interdimensional light beings and that possess the highest states of multidimensional consciousness in the universe. Now that we have a better understanding of plasma, these beautiful advanced plasma beings of pure radiant light will be able to connect and communicate with us at a much deeper level. They are here to exemplify that by remembering who we are as a soul spirit, created in the image of the prime creator, and by reconnecting into the universal plasmic source and learning to rebuild and embody our plasmic light body, it is the key to ascending into higher and higher states of consciousness. Take another deep breath. So while this has only been an introduction to plasma, you have just received a massive stream of light-coded information. So let's take a moment before we continue. So let's add a little more. Because all plasma domains travel in donuts, they have the form of the torus. Torus fields have always been generated in the forms of plasma fields. Plasma fields choose to manifest themselves in this profound toroidal form because it had to find a recursive geometry to become self-sustaining and self-organizing. And the torus is self-organizing and inherently knows how to create order from chaos. The torus is the self-regulating primary pattern that supports all life forms. So the torus, therefore, is the oldest known structure in existence, and without it, nothing could exist. Toroidal energy fields exist around everything: humans, trees, the earth, planets, the sun, the solar system, the galaxy, and the universe. The toroidal shape is similar to a donut, but rather than having an empty central hole, the topology of a torus folds in upon itself, and all points along its surface converge together into a zero-dimensional point at the center called the vertex. Now we know that space in the center is not an empty hole. That is where our central column flows. The torus is the geometric shape used to describe the self-reflective nature of consciousness. The torus allows a vortex of energy to form, which builds back along itself and re-enters itself. It turns itself inside out continuously by flowing back into itself. The energy of a torus is consciously being refreshed. In the movie Thrive, Nassim Harriman and others depict the tube torus with external vortexes. They speak of the white hole as an emitter and the black hole as an absorber, and the zero point in between the two vortices as a tiny space of no thing. So our hearts emit energy in the form of the torus. The body sits within a toroidal field, which grows as we expand our awareness and consciousness. The majority of humans have a small, slowly moving toroidal field. For our group, your toroidal field, which is also known as your aura and unified field, is huge, and it expands exponentially as we embody more light and more light frequencies. So let's take a look at a video and then some graphics to give you a visual of what is occurring. Kimberly, we have no sound.
Nope.
Center to center through consciousness, we intimately can connect, and that's the same. We can connect with the entire universe. Now, we've been considering a single torus here. One of the wonderful things about a torus is that it's open at the center, and being open at the center, it can connect with the entire universe, and that means another torus can be right here beside it. And center to center, there is no problem torus to torus to connect. So, you and I, center to center, very distinct, different beings, but center to center, through consciousness, we intimately can connect. And that's the same, we can connect with the entire universe.
The human heart is now documented as the strongest generator of both electrical and magnetic fields in the body. Now, this is important because we've always been taught that the brain is where the action is. The brain has an electrical field. It does have a magnetic field, but they're relatively weak compared to the heart. The heart is about 100 times stronger electrically and up to 5,000 times stronger, 5,000 times stronger magnetically than the brain. And the reason this is important is because the physical world as we know it is made of those two fields of energy, electrical and magnetic fields of energy, electromagnetic fields. Our own physics books now tell us if we can change either the magnetic field of an atom or the the electrical field of the atom. By doing that, we literally change that atom. We change the stuff that our bodies in this world are made of. And it appears now that the human heart is designed to do both, to change both the electrical field and the magnetic field of our bodies and our world. And they do so in response to the emotions that we create between our heart and our brain.
These hormonal dynamics are visible at various scales. One of them is at the galactic level, which are huge spinning structures with billions of stars in them. Looks like typically big arms of galaxies spinning around. And they have vortices that goes from the center up to the edge of the galactic halo that surrounds them. Stars move from this galactic disk out to the halo, down the vortices, and back out again. Stars like Arcturus, for instance, we know, have done that path already. That's the appropriate description even for the atmosphere of our planet. The weather goes from the North Pole down to the equator and then back up, from the South Pole up to the equator and then back down. Even the dynamics on the surface of the sun are very similar. Of course, here we're looking at it from an external perspective, from a small-scale model.
Welcome to the largest particle physics laboratory in the world. Right now, you're standing inside CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, and you've got a view.
Okay. Sorry for the audio difficulties. I think it's hard with so many people on the Zoom call. We will post a link to that one, and we'll end the morning session with a big video in just a few minutes too. Anyway, in the meantime, I wanted to show you a couple things. Okay, hold on, let me see where I am. All right, so I'm going to cover my screen so you can see this graphic a little better. I mean, my camera, there we go. So, as you know, the heart is the first thing that forms in the human body. And so, and then it begins emitting this energetic field that is actually a torus. And then as the body grows and you grow, of course, this field gets bigger and bigger. Okay. And so for many people who are still asleep, this toroidal field does not grow very much beyond this. They may come out and be very close to the body. They may have a very small energy flow. Now, those of you, because you've been doing this work for so many years, yours has grown and grown. And so it goes out and it goes and comes in, it goes out and it comes in, goes and comes out. So it is a massive, massive field that you grow. And every time we learn and bring in a new piece, it grows even more. So I'm going to try to change this graphic here, kind of give you an idea of where we are today, or what your toroidal field looks like today. Okay. Isn't that something? That's how beautiful and dynamic your energy field is. And we know, because we draw from that cosmic energy, that we're through that center column, that energy comes in through that center column and down and out and around. And then we also draw from the Christed matrix at the center of the earth, which also goes up, goes through that heart center Taurus, and then also goes in and out and in and out. So this is a little bit of a visual, and I want to show you one more thing before we go to that next piece. So I'll try to see. So here's a Taurus. And so this energy is always moving in this form. Okay? And inside of the Taurus, inside, the energy is still spiraling inside of there. Okay. Another thing that happens, particularly when we get into a state of deep meditation and we definitely are centered in ourselves, then there is this ability that happens that we can actually collapse this whole field and on ourselves. And this collapsing is non-destructive, doesn't destroy, doesn't affect anything. But this is how, as spirit, we learn who we really are. So this is things that are always going. We have our fuel going in and out, coming in this way. But then when we get into these deep processes, this is what's actually happened in your fuel. So now this toroidal field has been moving for us forever because it's how our energy flows in our body. But we have not put our attention on it, you know, through the course of the things we have been doing. So I think that's what we will do now. So everybody, take a breath. And place your awareness in your sacred heart.
Melina?
Hello?
You've got, somehow John's review is playing at the same time as you're talking for the last 10 minutes.
What are you seeing, Cliff? I'm sorry?
John's got somehow, John's review is playing at the same time you're talking over each other.
So what are you seeing? Do you not see me on your screen?
I think what's happening is you might have it playing in the background on your own computer, Cliff, because I don't think that's what's happening on this recording.
Yeah, I'm not hearing that at all.
We don't hear anything else.
Maybe it's playing on my computer. Sorry.
That's probably it.
Okay. Is it okay, Cliff?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. All right.
And I didn't turn it on purpose, so I didn't realize it was playing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thanks.
No problem. All right. So let's start again. So take a breath. Be in that sacred heart center. And as we go through this process, visualize these beautiful rays and fields of light that you are. So with your focus on your heart center, visualize the toroidal field moving in and around your heart center. Place your attention on the spiraling cosmic energy from Source flowing into your fourth triad. And bring this beautiful column of light and energy down into your third triad as it continues to spiral. and bring it down into the into the center column of light, into the second triad. And it continues to spiral through your heart center. And then bring that column of light down through that column and let it flow through you. And watch it as it loops around and comes back in and flows back out. So bring the Christic matrix of energy up through the toroidal field of the heart. Up to the second triad, up to the crown chakra, where it fountains back around your toroidal field and loops back into the field at the bottom. And you were drawing that Christic matrix up from the center of the earth. And visualize inside this spiraling tube of light, the energy continuing to spiral within the tube itself. It will pass back through your heart center and continue the flow. Your energy is constantly turning inside out. This recursive flow of your plasma light is what provides the ability for us to know ourselves from the inside out. So take a breath. There is a lot of movement happening in your field simultaneously. But now you're aware of it. So this will complete our morning segment, and we're going to take a break for 2 hours. So look at your clock. It's 11 a.m. where Joan is. It's 12 p.m. where I am. So we will return in 2 hours. Do not be late, because we're going to go directly into the afternoon process. And we may not be aware that you're in the waiting room once we get into that process. So do not be late. Set the intention to come back at least 5 minutes early. So before we leave, sit for a few minutes and see if you can consciously hold the awareness of these massive flows in your unified field. And while you take this break, see if you continue to hold it. So when you return, sit quietly and focus on the flow before we begin. Kim is going to play another video as we close.
Of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter.
What if part of your subconscious is still connected to the original consciousness that programmed this virtual reality? After all, we know that our subconscious can create a physical experience for us while we sleep.
Genuine inspiration, right? Now, in a dream, our mind continuously does this. We create and perceive our world simultaneously. And our mind does this so well that we don't even know it's happening.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you back shortly.